Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Should I pour wine?
We should pour wine.
This is some stunning... Oh, 10% alcohol. You know, oh, I love that.
Sophie always fixates on the 10 on the
that
percentage.
That is so low alcohol, though. That is like quite good for people who don't who want to, you know, have a long stint ahead of them and want to pace themselves.
And red wine as well is normally a lot more, right? No, red wine's normally like 14. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I'm not even going to try and pronounce this, or shall I? All right.
We if were you sent want me this,
weren't we? Malschlow. Rotwine and Schollard. Schollard. It's a German wine. It's all in German on the back, but I can make out Merlot. It says, sin with mind. It's a pretty cool bottle.
Yeah, very cool. It's like matte black, the whole thing. And it's like skinny and tall.
It kind of looks like it's a spirit. And it came with a masquerade. And the sign on it is a masquerade. And it says, sin with the mind. So
yeah, cool little mask on there. It's giving me Gossip Girl vibes. Is it you?
Oh, I don't really watch that.
Have you watched the new season? Oh,
sorry, no, no.
What? Don't smell.
No, no, that's really strange. That smells like fake chocolate.
Let go, give it to me, give it to me.
No, no, but like
fake chocolate?
Yeah, you know. Okay, let me explain it. You know chocolate syrup, vegan chocolate syrup? That's what it smells
like. Oh my God. What? It really does. That is like the most bizarre thing ever. I feel like everyone in the room needs
to smell
it.
That.
Guys, this is honestly bizarre.
This is like actual chocolate. What is that?
It tastes
smell?
Like chocolate sauce. You know, like that chocolate sauce like a really that you get when you're younger at school that you put over the sponge cake.
Yeah,
chocolate custard. Oh my God. Right, just give me a drop because I am.
She's not feeling
yeah, guys,
her best.
I don't
love,
have COVID, so don't worry, but it is like a little bit of a chesty cough and a cold.
Now I want to open the Chardonnay because apparently this one, the red tastes like chocolate and the Chardonnay tastes like caramel.
Oh my God, so good.
Oh my, that's like really blowing my mind. I'm not sure how I feel about it. It tastes like. It tastes like a dessert wine.
Dessert wine.
A red dessert wine. It's very, very sweet. It's really interesting. It almost tastes like port.
I could actually just sit and have a glass of that as dessert.
Yeah, it's definitely not one. I wouldn't want that with my food.
No. Have it with the dessert.
As a dessert wine.
Or
sure.
Just by itself.
Yeah.
Oh God, that would actually get you really quite drunk in like a nice way. Imagine winter. Instead of mulled wine, I much prefer that to mulled wine.
Oh, so would I. I might have that
so
just
much
heat
nice.
It up.
Yeah. Ooh,
slash
is
not
lovely.
Heat up. Lovely. Melissa's been away, guys.
Yeah, I went to Valdezette. Sophie's been away, guys. Sophie
yeah,
went
haven't.
To Seville.
Oh, well, yeah. I have. I will mention that. And
we'll get into that later. Yeah, I had a lovely little trip with the family to Valdezette. Miss Toby so much.
What about missing
Miss Sophie so much. Yeah, I know. I was getting to that. God.
Ah, but we're back and she's pretty ill.
Yeah. Really sorry if you hear me coughing and spluttering and it's really quite horrendous. Sorry. Also, PS, sorry to advance to Sophie if I give it to you.
No, I really don't want that.
I know. Well, I'm not intentionally going to give it to you, but it might just happen.
No, I think it's more of like a viral infection. That's why I'm going to
give it. Yeah, I think it is. I was around my family the whole time and they didn't get it.
They're probably going to get it when you leave. When I was younger, I used to think that you couldn't have a cold, like if you couldn't give someone a cold if you still had it. Like if my mum's like, I've caught your cold. I was like, you can't, I've still got it.
Oh,
like you'd catch a ball or something. Do you know what I mean?
Sweetness. That's really cute.
Anyway, getting stuck into this podcast. We've had some messages from the listeners. We've actually had a fairly new listener all the way from Australia, so shout out to her. She said that she was catching up on the pod, 7th of July to be precise, and Melissa was talking about holding in her pee for ages. And this is me. I think it's a mix of finding going to the toilet, the biggest waste of time, and I just can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I just don't enjoy the whole process, haha. Even if I have nothing else to do, I will just sit there and hold my pee until I'm absolutely desperate. Delighted to hear I'm not the only slightly odd person that does this.
I don't know why I do that.
I like the minute I even have a hint of a pee, I'm like, neither do.
To be fair, if I'm at home, like, I don't try and do it as much because I've obviously learned that it's not so great for you, and I have had cystitis in the past, and I know that that can also make it like you can get cystitis from holding your pee. It's like not good for us gals, but like I can hold
boys
my pee
can
in
get
all night.
Cystitis too, you know.
I did hear this. Yeah. Did you know boys can get thrush?
Yeah.
Fascinating. That just blew my mind.
So I think boys like spread thrush around, and they just don't know. Yeah.
They're like, you've got a thrush.
I don't think they know what thrush is. Like, you know how boys just always itch their penises?
Does thrush make you itch? I thought thrush was basically the same symptoms as cystitis makes you just need to pee.
No, I think thrush makes you itch, right?
Oof. We need an expert in here to tell us.
I'm pretty sure
symptoms.
It does. And I'm pretty sure that's why when boys are always like itching and moving, maneuvering things down there.
Boys really like to just maneuver, like move around the balls, don't
they? It's so weird because imagine we were just itching our fannies that much.
I know. Why is the word fanny being said to me so much recently? It's what people are calling.
Who else has said it?
Toby says it sometimes. He's like, fanny. I'm like, stop saying that word.
Oh, in what context? I don't even think I want to know.
Not in a sexual context, like in a funny context. And I'm like, I know it's funny, but like, please don't say it.
Yeah, what do you call it?
I don't know. Can we come up with a nice name? Guys, we need the suggestions. A nice name for a vagina.
But also dick. I don't like saying dick.
Dick's a dick. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't care about that.
No, the worst is when you say cock.
My piece. Cock's piece. Piece for a boy.
Cock sexual.
Really?
Yeah, you can't say cock in public. It's so sexual.
No, you know what? It reminds me of someone being, oh, you're such a cock. It reminds me of school, like, used as an insult. That's why I don't think of it as being sexual.
Penis.
Willy.
Winky. Willy.
Oh, that's right. Guys, can you please write in suggestions of a really lovely name for a vagina, but nothing that's like nunny. I don't want nun.
Oh, go.
Not
on
flower,
it.
Not vagina, not pussy, definitely.
Nuns,
not. None of that.
Oh, pussy's absolutely outrageous.
I know, that is vile, vile, vile. That's the bottom of the barrel, that is pussy.
No, also nun. Loads of people call it
that's
that.
That's why
my
I said
friend,
we can't call it.
My friend used to call it a winky. And I was like, that's
like a boy.
I know. She was like, yeah, that's what my mum always called it. And I was like, you can't.
From bottom say used to be the term when I was really young.
Yeah, that's what my mum called it to me. It's actually unacceptable. Right.
Woo!
Okay. There's also the BAFTAs.
Yeah, so I, for some reason, was living under a rock. But you know what? Now I've seen the pictures on this link.
Always,
I've seen them on Instagram, but I didn't clock that that's what it was.
Right, okay, so who? I can't get onto that because I can't get Wi-Fi.
Sienna Miller, I love her dress. I don't really like the gloves.
Vogue put her in best dress and Daily Mail put her in worst. Well, I would go with Vogue. I quite like that.
I wouldn't wear it, but I think she looks great.
I think Sienna Miller also could look good in a bin bag. Like, I just think she's so fit and effortless and timeless.
Don't really like Lily Gaga's look that much.
Who did I really like? I really like Jordan Dunn.
Oh my God. I was looking on the way here. She is up there with one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say something else.
What is wrong? Like, her face. I've never seen it. Phenomenal. Like, it's just flawless.
Yeah, she's flawless.
She really is. Like, it makes me really
and
jealous.
And also Nila, that model, you know, she did like Burberry, her dress, she was like very risque, but looked stunning.
I like this dress, the James Bond girl. What's her name?
Leia. I swear she got worse dress as well. Maybe
I think that's cool. I think it looks nice.
Yeah. Sorry, but we also do have to talk about Kanye and Kim. I know we speak about it.
What's going on? I
actually fancy Pete Davidson. There, I said
I
it.
I like that picture that she posted of them together. I was like, oh, that's
yeah,
really
but also
sweet.
His text to Kanye had been like aired, and he's just so great. He's just wicked.
Really?
And Kanye's going fucking mental. Like,
oh my God.
But in a way, I'm kind of like, Kim, why don't you just take North off TikTok? Like, is it that big a deal?
Wait, is North doing this weird stuff on TikTok then?
Oh, Melissa, guys, I'm so behind.
I don't know
what you do. I don't know where you live and I don't know what you do because it's definitely not in UK.
I just don't read Daily Mail or anything like that.
But like,
there's quite a lot of shies on there.
But
like, do I really
Instagram
care? I hear about it from you. Anything important, I hear from somebody else. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Kanye and Kim's a real moment at the minute. And also their new episode, new season coming out.
Oh,
on the 14th
my God.
Of April.
I saw the trailer, the start of the trailer. I'm really excited about it.
Dun.
Okay, right. We're going to talk about the dilemmas now. Here we go. Hey girls, happy International Women's Day. Oh yeah, we forgot to put anything on our Instagram about that. Happy International Women's Day. Belated.
Yeah, to all of you lovely ladies.
Absolutely loving the pod. More looking for advice rather than a dilemma. I'm moving in with my boyfriend in a couple of weeks, which is super exciting, but it's the first time I've ever lived with a boyfriend or anything like that. So I was wondering what your girls' top tips were, or if you had any key pieces of advice for transitioning from living with friends, which I've been doing for the past 6 years since leaving uni, to living with your partner. Lots of love.
I don't think that you can give much advice on this. I think you've just got to play it by ear.
Roll with the punches.
I think, like, make sure you have your own space and make sure you see your girls, make time for girl time and being on your own, because like you do get on top of each other,
yeah.
and it's inevitable you're going to find each other more annoying living together, right? Than you would.
And also I think your tolerance for your partner or boyfriend or girlfriend is way less than than a friend. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I was living with you, Jamie would do something and you would lose your mind up, but I would do it and you probably wouldn't even care.
Jamie always says that. He's like, would you ever do that to like Melissa, yeah, or Chrissy or whoever? And I'm like, no, but I can do it to you.
So I think you have to like be mindful of like not to do that. Like just kind of take a step back, take a breather and be like, is that worth it? No.
And I also would try not to do everything together, because I actually enjoy it when, you know, like Jamie's got football tonight. I make the most of that time
alone,
or like make the most of time of having, it's so nice to have like a series that you watch together and a movie that you watch together, but also have one like separate on your own.
I agree.
You're not always like, you know, if he's out, like you're not
you're not dependent on like your routine at home together. You have the independence within your space, shared space. Yeah, I think that's good tip, that is.
And like also if they're late, I always think this was a killer at the beginning, don't get so stuck on like having to have dinner with them every single night. Like that was driving me. Like if we were back and I was hungry,
do you know what I mean?
I'd be like, wait to eat, and then now I just eat on my own, and it's so chilled, fine.
Yeah.
But otherwise it's the worst. You're like, oh my God, when are you home? And like, it's just so bad out and you're hungry. God, then you
snap. Do you cook for him when he comes home, or does he just do it himself?
I'll probably make him something. Just because he literally can't.
That's a good tip. Like, don't force a routine. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. Just accept it and make a new routine.
Yeah, you've got to just be much more laid back when you're not.
Yeah.
But it seems like you've been living with people for so long that you kind of should
know that. You're probably
good at
dealing with other people.
I hope that helped, and good luck. So, dilemma 2, unfulfilled in the bedroom. Hey, lovelies, I'm desperate and in need of your help. Would be so, so grateful if you could give me advice on my dilemma. Please keep anonymous. I'm in a 5-year-long relationship, very happy with the house, however. Recently, I've been thinking about how I wish I would have experimented more and had more sex with other guys before our relationship.
I've been there.
We are happy. We're in a happy relationship. However, recently, I can't help but think that I'm missing out and that in the bedroom of our relationship, I am unfulfilled. Please, can you help? Does this mean we shouldn't be together as I'm having these thoughts? After all, there is no such thing as the perfect guy, right?
Okay. These thoughts, let me tell you from experience, are only going to get worse and worse and worse. And then you'll start thinking about one or two specific guys that you probably know or that you've seen.
Speaking from experience, sorry.
You just fantasize, and then it almost becomes like you're cheating in your brain. And then because you're thinking about it, and you're almost wanting it so badly, it's almost as bad as doing it. Because I always thought, like, God, like, imagine if he was having those thoughts, you would be so mortified. So, I think there's a fundamental, big old issue. Not an issue, but you're not satisfied and happy. And I don't think that will go away. For me, it never did. It went away for a bit and then it would come back. But every time it came back stronger.
Oh, God.
And it's always difficult when the other person hasn't done anything wrong and you still love them and they're great. But if they're not filling you with excitement and, like, all those things, then, you know what, we can have fucking everything in a boy. You can. You don't just accept, like, oh, they're nice to me, so, like, I'm going to accept we don't have a
good
sex life.
But there is something in, like, maybe the sex life does get a bit stale. They can use some toys. Like, oh, they're not having the best sex. Okay.
I feel like she's...
Yeah, I do think if you're thinking about other boys, that's kind of not like, oh,
you're missing out on
we're not having...
Yeah. I personally think breaks, I don't think necessarily work, because they are basically a breakup. So if you get back together, you get back together.
If you're kind of thinking about... Yeah, I think, like... The minute you start thinking about other boys, that's like a...
I think this is a calling for you to be single. Sleep with who you want, kiss who you want, experiment. Get that out of your system, because you're never going to get rid of that until you do it, I don't think, personally. I'm really happy that I had my single blip. Like, I honestly am like, that is the best thing I ever did for myself. I don't think I would have been able to, like, have any other relationship until I had done as intensely as I did, almost. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I really put myself out there. Like, I fulfilled that need. You have to do what's right for you. If this is going to fester in your brain, I don't know. Like, I would...
I would consider
the breakup and being single. If you need to be single, you need to be single.
But she's not saying that. She's just saying that she's having a bit of a blip. They have a house. She's really happy.
Hold on. Recently, I can't help but think I'm missing out.
It's not like, oh, you sound like you need to be single. It might just mean that he might not be the right person for you. And you might just be single and then find another boy and then be like, oh my God,
so
I would never want to be thinking about other boys. So it might not necessarily mean break up, be single, but it does kind of make me lean towards that he might not be the right person for you.
Yeah. Life's too fucking short. Sorry.
Life's too short, and also maybe sit on it for a bit and just see how you feel. But like,
life is too short. I wouldn't wait too long, because there's some people that go on for 3 years. Like, is it going to get better? Probably not.
How long have you been having these thoughts for?
She just said recently.
Oof.
But the fact that you've been having these thoughts so much that you write in to us to say it, I always think that that's like a pinnacle moment. Where you write it down and you need advice.
I think having thoughts like, oh, I mess, but actually thinking about other boys, like, that's just a,
I mean, you've got to imagine, like, if you're giving advice to your younger sister and you heard that her boyfriend was saying that, having those thoughts, would you tell the sister, like, you need to break up with him, because if he's thinking about sleeping with other women, he's not satisfied with you, he can't want to be with you that badly. And eventually, this is really going down a hole here, I feel like if you're thinking about it that much, eventually it might lead to someone being disloyal at some point. I'm not saying that it would, but like, for me, I know that it definitely probably would have gone down that road if I'd tried to stick with it.
God, do you think?
I don't know. I think that, like,
I reckon if you went on a girl's holiday, you'd have slipped right out.
Oh, no. But, like, yeah.
Well, there you go. You heard it from the queen herself. So maybe listen to that.
Don't take what I'm saying as gospel, because obviously everyone is different. But I don't think that it should be a reason for you not exploring and, like, listening to yourself, because you own a house with him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, right, so this is a dilemma about friendship. To stay anonymous, I'll use fake names so it's not confusing. Okay. I was getting my nails done and my beautician is local, and she casually mentioned that about 6 years ago, my friend Lucy slept with my friend Jen's boyfriend at the time. Jen and Lucy were best friends and still really close now. Jen isn't with that boyfriend now, but they're only split up just over a year ago for different reasons, obviously. My question is, should I tell Jen that Lucy slept with her boyfriend 6 years ago, or since it's so long ago, is it not worth the drama? My beautician only mentioned it to me because she thought it was common knowledge. I really don't know what the right thing to do is here. I don't want to upset anyone, but I also feel weird that one of my close friends could do that to our close friend. Any advice is usually welcome.
Oh my God, that would eat me alive. It depends how close, because I'd have to tell you.
Oh yeah, I'd have to tell you, but also like, is it worth the drama? No, but I would have to tell you.
I'd have to tell you. Yeah, but yeah, if it was like, do you know what I would have? I'd have to let it slip just because I don't think it'd eat me alive. It depends how close you are. Do you see her every day? Because personally, I see you every day. It just depends on your friendship.
I think it does depend on if we're going from a completely diplomatic point of view and you don't think it will cause drama, then fine, I don't think it's bad to say it. But if you do think it will cause drama,
which
then
it probably will,
then just don't say anything.
I know, but that would kind of make me...
Myself advice...
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything, because what's the point?
But it totally depends on the friendship dynamics.
Oh, what you could do is go to Jen, or the one who had sex...
God, you wouldn't believe what the nail technician told me. Yeah,
like, she told me that you slept with Lucy's boyfriend, and Jen will be like, oh my God, and be like, uh-oh, Jen, I might... Like, can you tell Lucy? Because now I've got this piece of information, I feel so uncomfortable, I don't like lying. Yeah, yeah. And it's going to bubble up.
Oh my God, no. I would love to follow up. We need to be followed up on this. Poor Jen.
Poor Lucy. I don't know which one's which,
but this is terrible business.
That is scandalous.
You know what? I don't actually think the girl will care, because she's obviously over the boy, but she'll be more upset with the girl that the girl did it.
I'd be so angry.
Like, imagine, okay. This is a scenario. Imagine I'm like, oh yeah, Chrissy actually slept with Harvey.
I'd never speak to her again.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Imagine I said. I was like, really slept with Harry.
But I don't think I would care at this point. But I know what you mean. It's just a vibe.
I would always laugh and then be like, no, you're lying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't care about the boy, but the girl, I'd be like, it's just such
a lie to cover up. Like,
no, but yeah, it's more just like the, it was
just the betrayal also for so many years. Like, how did I let you, like, and then you'd think about all the times that you were together as like a three, or like you were all together, they shagged. That's horrible.
Oh God, it's terrible. It's terrible business.
Oh, it really is.
Frig. Okay, well, look, just tell her, because we want the goss. Okay, the last dilemma. Hey girls, I love the podcast. Literally makes exercise fun. Please keep it on. So I've recently reached my first anniversary with my boyfriend, who generally is very good to me, and I do love him very much. But
oh no,
he says stupidly earlier on, there isn't a boy in the world who hasn't got bored of sleeping with the same girl.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
No, he did not.
Oh, fuck.
And he said it on three separate occasions. Sorry, you stupid fool.
Oh no, what a silly boy.
Recently, I came out with how I'm so bothered by this and it's made me feel insecure. No bloody question. He was very reassuring and admitted it was a stupid thing today and tried to spin it that he meant it was more to keep sex interesting rather than just boring routine.
Okay.
As we've been together a year, As we went together a year, we started having sex less and less, and now my insecurity has gone into overdrive. Oh no.
Oh no.
I feel like I'm instigating it, and I feel like I'm instigating it. And if we don't, we'll probably have sex 2 to 3 times a month. Whereas for me, I'm 3 to 4 times a week kind of girl. Lol, love it. How can I get past this, or do you think this will only get worse? Sorry if it's so long. Just wanted to add, Gemini, he is very affectionate and cuddly, but doesn't seem to want sex that much more anymore. So it's made me feel pretty crap. I love you girls. Thank you. I have so many thoughts about this.
Same. There's so many strong thoughts I have about it.
So many strong thoughts. But I actually, honestly, one thought I have is like, oh, it's really hard, because I've had this conversation with Jamie actually about boys not like being that sexual towards their girlfriend. Like,
right,
he sort of says to me like, no, every boy, like, I'm like, well, boys, some boys must just have a lower libido, and he's like,
yeah,
no, they fucking don't, trust me. And I'm like, but I think they do.
Yeah, they do.
They do, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some boys just don't have that much testosterone. Some boys just have too much.
Yeah, some boys just don't. So I think in that sense, he's wrong, and that there could be your boyfriend may actually just have a lower libido. If he loves cuddling and being affectionate to you, or he's feverishly wanking over porn, and then he doesn't
feverishly
have... Right, there's one of the two, but they can do that. Like, boys can be like really addicted to porn.
Yeah. Oh my God, I remember someone saying that her boyfriend, who she's still with now, there was a big problem with him watching porn. And like, she walked in on him like watching porn, and it was like an issue.
Oh God.
I know. And I was like, I would find that really insulting.
Yeah, I would, but I've kind of like got it. I mean, I don't think Jamie does it now, but I'm kind of a bit like, oh, whatever. I mean, if I walked in on it, I'd be a bit like, oh, yeah, I might vomit in my mouth.
Yeah. And then wanking
but like,
after it.
But the thought of like a boy watching porn isn't grazing me out. I'm like, I'll give a fuck. Like, whatever.
Yeah, no, neither.
But if they were doing it in the room next to me.
If they weren't having sex with me and then watching porn and wanking, would be insulting.
That's pretty bummer.
Yeah.
That's just quite...
Okay, so I don't actually think that he's doing that. I actually think from the sounds of it, he's got a really low libido.
Same, that's what I think. And perhaps he's actually like almost embarrassed about it. And that's why he tried to... Because you obviously have a high libido. Good on you. And are instigating it 3 to 4 times a week. And I think if he's like not the one instigating it, he probably is trying to like flip it and be like, oh, like sex becomes boring if we have it
right
with the same girls. I just don't think he's got the same sex drive.
Yeah,
that's what I actually come off that, like, because you've said he's really affectionate and cuddly, and I just generally got gut feeling about that. I just don't think he's doing anything
and
else.
Ultimately,
so you
not
really
much...
shouldn't feel insecure. I reckon he's actually feeling insecure.
I agree. And if you are a 3 to 4 times a week kind of gal,
that's a lot for a girl,
and he's not, and 3 to 4 months and 3 to 4 weeks is twice, a big old difference.
Twice in a month is quite the opposite, I will admit. So
he's that kind of guy, you've got to weigh out like, are you okay to put up with that for like however
or
long
maybe
your
you just like try and do it once a week at least. If it's,
I just feel like when you try and like, if she's always instigating it, it's going to become like, you need to try and have sex with me now. Like, this
isn't... I don't think I've ever instigated it in my life.
I haven't. Well, you, so I know this is getting really into it, but you know, like when you're just not quite ready for it to be over and you're like, oh, come on, can we go again?
I don't quite know what you mean.
Stop me. So she's like, get off me as soon as
I don't really. What? How many times?
I don't know, but like sometimes I'm just not quite finished. And I'm like, I just quite like to carry on.
Yeah, I'm sure if you're not finished, I think that's quite normal.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's not being a sex pest. That's just being like, when come you get to now. The point in the relationship where you're like, no, I'm not finished. We're not finished right now. I think that's different, I think.
A friend of mine had someone stick that she was dating, and he stayed the night, and then in the morning kept like pestering her. Woke up in the morning and he was just like, can you suck my dick?
Can you suck my dick?
And she was like, and she just got the ick so bad and was like, your breath smells.
Your breath smells?
Yeah. Obviously, she didn't say it in her head. She's like, your breath smells. You're asking me to suck my dick, like your dick's like so many times. Like, she just got out of bed and she was kind of like, I just need you to leave. But they were like fully dating and that just like fully gave her the ick. There's something really like quite horrible about someone that's like,
yeah, you've got to do it in the right way.
Pressuring you like that.
I think he's actually insecure, has a low libido, mm-hmm. and he maybe feels intimidated by like your free sexual
spirit.
And he probably maybe isn't as free and sexual and whatever. And so therefore is trying to like deflect the blame maybe. And
yeah,
sort
I think
of
that's
suggest.
Quite a good.
But I don't think there's anything for you to be insecure about. And I don't think there's anything for him to be insecure about. I think that's just, you know,
the way it is. And I don't really know how you're going to get his libido up, because it's just something that's like in you, right? Like, yeah, you can't help your hormone balance. So I guess for you to be fulfilled, I don't really know.
Maybe you're gonna have to get a toy.
You have to just assess how this goes, and like if
I
it gets worse
have
and worse
a conversation
and worse.
Yeah, and just be like,
sometimes that can make it worse though.
Yeah, because then
hard.
You're addressing it and it becomes
a
like
thing.
A thing.
It's really now... difficult. Like, I so empathize with this, because if it was happening to me, I'd be really upset. I would, like, it would get me down.
Yeah, I so empathize with it. It, because sex is a weird thing to some, because you can make it a big deal,
and also sex is very important.
Yeah, and sex can become a thing.
I know,
do you know what I mean?
Can. I know.
And it's just like even if, you know, there are times when I've not had it for like a week and it's like, oh my God, I've not had sex for a week. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
You know, or like however long. But so I don't know why it really shouldn't be a thing, but it is. It does make you overthink things. So I totally get it. I'm sorry. I don't know. What would you do?
Okay, well, I think that you probably, if it doesn't improve, you probably do need to have some sort of a conversation with him. And if it doesn't improve, then you need to see how much it bothers you. If it bothers you that much, either you can put up with it or you can't. That's,
yeah.
You know? You can't change somebody like that, I'm guessing. And if you've been together for a year, that's still technically the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, that's what
You should still be having sex a lot.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah, keep an eye on it, and maybe it is something you'll have to have a conversation about.
You have to see how much it bothers you, yeah.
So we've also got our bridal bridezilla and not-so-single diaries anymore. Should I start with my bridal bridezilla?
Yeah.
I think once again, ladies and gentlemen, I was a bride because we went to Seville.
Didn't
find a venue. It was raining. It was cold. Bearing in mind, Seville's literally the hottest country in Europe. Like, it is so hot the whole time. Got the plane. I was like, I need to go shopping, get clothes because I was so cold.
That's so annoying.
And then we went to five venues. Bearing in mind, we stayed the Holiday Inn Express the night before to get a 4 a.m. flight from Luton. I saw that. Like, the whole thing was
disaster. Can we just comment on the fact that Could You Make Me Hot Chocolate was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
The whole experience was...
Toby FaceTimed me just to tell me about that. He was like, have you seen Jamie's story about the hot chocolate and the tea? I was like, no.
It was so rogue. And also, like, Luton.
It was such a random thing. Why wouldn't you just get up earlier in the morning? Like, why would you stay in the hotel next to the... Like, it was such a random thing.
Yeah, Jamie's key thought it would be... And actually, to be fair, it kind of did give us an extra hour of sleep, but... It was a little adventure. And then we got there and we didn't find Fenny. So we're back to square one and it's actually proving quite stressful because my sister's obviously getting married in September next year. And I don't want to have it like within, you know.
You want to have a nice gap in between.
A big gap. So mine was going to be end of April, May. And now it's looking like, well, we'll be very lucky to get somewhere for end of April, May. Like everywhere is fully booked. So we're back to the square one. But we're going to have to go on loose holidays, go to Italy, Puglia.
Check out the venues.
So that
would you ever just do it on the beach? Like, oh, that's right.
Well, we're going to Mexico next month, and I'm like, honestly, I think we might just go there and be like, fuck it. Obviously, not next month, but be like, find the venue.
Imagine she elopes.
No.
Oh my God, no, you won't do that.
No, but as in, like, I might just be there and be like, oh, this is where we get it done. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Would you ever go back to the whole Cape Town situation?
Well, I actually would. I would really revisit that and do it in December next year.
Fine.
Or like January. Anyway. I was a bride because I was so well behaved. I didn't kick up a fuss. Like my dad and Jamie were like getting a bit antsy and I just was so relaxed. I like laughed about it and I was like, right, don't think it's Phil. Was very proud of myself. Held it all in.
If it's not right, it's not right. You can't stress about it. Getting stressed over it is not going to make the situation any better.
Exactly. And it's meant to be an enjoyable experience. So
yeah.
What's the point of
stress?
And
nice
also
time.
There's no time stamp. I had this time stamp. I was like, need to get married by April next year. But like, really, I don't. Like,
What's the rush?
Although it will be next year, but yeah. At least you guys are now fully engulfed in the journey because now we're literally starting from stage one again. Could be anywhere. Could be in...
London. Could be in the Bluebird.
No, it's not going to be in the UK. That's all I know.
Okay, fine.
Right, go on then, not so single.
I thought you were calling me snotty. I was like, that's mean. I was like, that's what Toby's calling me. He's like, right, snotty girl.
Like,
oh no, don't call me snotty. Yeah, this is just a quick like single diary. So then we've got a funny like thing to talk about. I've obviously got this horrendous cold and cough and I'm having to like blow my nose in front of him and stuff. It's horrendous.
I actually
go to the loo to blow my nose.
No, it's my worst nightmare.
Hell, the nose is dry. I'm having to put lip balm on it every time I blow my nose because I don't want it to get too dry because then I put makeup on and then I blow my nose and the makeup comes off it.
And then it gets like flaky with the makeup. No.
It's really quite upsetting. I know I'm being melodramatic, but it's quite hard when you have to do something like that in front of a boyfriend that you haven't known for that long. Blowing your nose. I was like, that's an ick.
Blowing your nose is just bam out for a girl because it's exactly like you're scared that bogeys are still there after you blowed it. Like, that's what
the, it's
so you
just
have
hell.
To do it by a mirror and like
yeah
check.
yeah have to
like literally my worst nightmare would be to blow my nose and then have to sit not knowing
what's up
my
there
foot. Yeah,
and also I've got quite an upturned nose, like you can see the nostrils are on full force, so like if there's a bogey in there, there's no hiding it. Do you know what I mean? It's out there for all to see. And then the funny story is this girl is dating this boy, I think. I hope I'm telling this right. And he has this cupboard full of these like really expensive sex toys from his previous relationship.
Stop.
And he got...
He's kept them.
He got like asked, and like, I think he was kind of like, we need to use them. We need to like make the most of them. They were really
to
expensive.
To his current girlfriend.
Don't want to waste them. Yep.
No, that's so wrong on every level. Firstly, what? His ex-girlfriend's vagina's been
all over them.
Like, that is absolutely disgusting.
Imagine. It's kind of like a red room. This is how I'm imagining it. It's a red room on the smaller scale.
And I got a story.
He's obviously just weird about it because he spent so much money and he just doesn't see the issue with, sharing his
caring. He's a creepo. I would literally dump
that
bitch straight away.
Sack
that
off in a heartbeat. Also, can't you get like, oh God, I don't even know.
That's just so unhygienic. But anyway, can I tell you this story?
Because
it's kind of similar. So a friend that we both know, two friends that we both know, they were having sex and he... at his dad's house,
right,
like apartment, and he got his stepmom's dildo and used it on her.
No, 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 no.
I didn't even wash it. I just got it out of the cupboard and used it on her.
Wait, for a start, how did he even know this stepmom had
I know.
The whole thing is, oh my God, that is absolutely vile. Also, why would they repeat that story to other people?
She didn't know. I then told her. He told me before I met her, and then I became friends with her. And I was like,
"Oh my God, I remember. I think I remember this story being."
Because Gobby Mouth over here was like, "Oh my God, that's so rogue that happened." And she was like, "Sorry, what?" And I was like,
"Oh no,
so rogue." Thank God she's such a legend. So I think she just laughed it off, but almost probably was a bit sick.
I would be really, really, really upset about that.
But they weren't going out, so like, what can she be like? Hey, that one time that happened, like, fuck you, like, you
can't. That's disgusting. Yeah, like, that's vile.
No. But they're not mates. But yeah, it's so gross. But like, if they were actually going out, like, if I found out Jamie ever did something like that, and now I'd be like, I literally could never speak to
you. That's like almost a guy like buying sexy underwear for a girl, her wearing it once, putting it in the wash, and he's like, oh, waste not, want not. Here you go, new girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just bizarre.
Yeah, but that is a bit like, Melissa bought a necklace for her ex-boyfriend with his name. And we were it was so pretty. We were like, we don't want to waste it. I was going to give it to my friend's girlfriend.
Your friend's ex-boyfriend, because that was his name
too. Oh, yeah, my friend's ex-boyfriend.
And then brother's friends is the same name, and I gave it to, he was around, and I was like, oh, do you want this necklace? If you ever get a sweet girlfriend, give her this. He was like, oh, yeah, right.
We've got to rate this wine. Okay,
I'm going to rate it really highly because it's absolutely delicious. I just can't enjoy it and I'm upset about it because I'm just, you know, it's lovely.
I like it. I want to try the Chardonnay because it's like a toffee. It's
Can
a
we
really...
save that for next time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a strange flavour. It's not your normal wine. It's definitely a dessert wine.
Yeah, so don't, I sipped it dessert at first wine expecting seven. Normal wine.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a sweet wine. And you know what? If you don't like wine very much and you're younger, this is the sort of thing you would love.
It almost tastes like a bit like Malibu. Like, it's got a coconutty flavour.
Yeah, it's
flavor.
Really lovely. I like it a lot. Imagine that with actually a bit of dark chocolate. That'd be delightful.
Or like a bit of like...
dark chocolate and cheese.
Cheese. I bet that would be so yummy.
That would
with
be
cheese,
banging.
Like salty and sweet.
I actually you almost must say I had a Michelin star meal on Friday and I had a wine pairing with every meal. It was fabulous.
Oh my God, delicious. We need to do that one once upon a time.
We do.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Love you.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.